This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to the nation this Monday in the aftermath of a day in which gunmen killed 31 people in two incidents that occurred in a 13-hour period. AP's Sagar Magani.
The president calls the shootings barbaric and evil.
And a crime against all of humanity.
He's calling for bipartisan cooperation to help end gun violence. But 3 hours after tweeting he wants strong background checks, the president did not mention them nor any gun control measures in an address here at the White House.
Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger. Not the gun.
The Coalition Against Gun Violence's Andrew Patrick was not impressed.
Typical teleprompter Trump.
Saying the president did what he's done after other shootings and backed off pledges to strengthen background checks. Democrats are demanding the Senate come back to Washington and pass a House-approved bill that would do just that. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former U.S. President Barack Obama spoke out Monday about the deadly mass shootings in Texas and Ohio. AP's Ed Donahue.
The 44th president said Americans must soundly reject language from any leader who feeds a climate of fear and hatred or normalizes racist sentiments. President Trump's name was not mentioned in the statement. Barack Obama has been cautious, like many other former presidents, to avoid criticizing his successor. In his statement, he said, people need to denounce the language of leaders who demonize those who don't look like us or suggest that other people, including immigrants, threaten our way of life or refer to others as subhuman. Ed Donahue, Washington.
North Korea launched a fresh round of projectiles early Tuesday. That's according to South Korea. The launches came as North Korea's foreign ministry released a statement slamming joint U.S.-South Korean military drills. It warned that Pyongyang may abandon